About 85% plus or minus of all kidney tumors are clear cell, but they grade differently, right? A one is a lot different than a grade three and a grade four. In those other 15%, there were all these weird looking tumors that we didn't know much about, chromophobe and papillary and medullary and all these odd names. What we've finally discovered is that in the clear cells, most of them are mutated von Hippel-Lindau. Not all of them, which is either we don't know how to look or they're there, but they're not there. Maybe they're really not there. Maybe there's another gene. In the other 15% or 20%, there's all these different genes. Fumarate hydrogenase, MET, Bertholdt-Debye, the other transitional cells. The non-clear cells, we don't know how to treat. We still don't know how to treat. We have a glimpse that the non-clear cells are erlotinib sensitive, interestingly. In the clear cells, we know that they're now responsive to agents which inhibit the VEGF pathways. Let me walk you briefly through the VEGF pathway. So the mutated gene was discovered in 1993. We knew in 78 and earlier that there were families with clear cell carcinoma. There was a report by this very unknown urologist from MD Anderson by the name of von Eschenbach, who wrote a paper with some guys down there in the early 80s showing that there was a chromosome 3 abnormality in these families. Then they started looking more and more and realized that the von Hippel-Lindau syndrome also was on chromosome 3. And somewhere in the mid-80s, the light clicked and said, if there's some families with renal cell that have chromosome 3, and if there's von Hippel-Lindau disease that has chromosome 3, probably those are linked. The story of von Hippel-Lindau disease is that these people have hundreds, 2,000s of little tiny cysts in their kidneys, in their pancreas, and in their cerebellum. Many of them develop hemangiomas of the cerebellum, or in very distinct families, some get pheochromocytomas and some get kidney cancer.
And what's the mode of transmission?
It's autosomal dominant. So when you have an autosomal dominant, you should be able to get the gene and most of the family members. Over a period of about 8 years, the group at NIH collected these von Hippel-Lindau families and identified the gene as VHL. It is found on chromosome 3, band 21, and it led to an outpouring of science about renal cell carcinoma. How many of these cancer cells really have the VHL mutated? So remember, we have two chromosomes. Every chromosome's paired, right? So that means you have two copies of VHL. One is mutated, and the other is usually silenced. In the von Hippel-Lindau families, they're both mutated. That's why they're autosomal dominant. But in sporadic renal cell carcinomas, there's one mutated and one is silenced by what's called epigenetic mechanisms, methylation that makes the gene be bypassed by RNA.
In the sporadic, is this defect found in all cells or just in the kidney?
Only in the tumor, actually.
In the tumor,
only
right?
Only in the tumor. It's a specific somatic mutation. It's not found in the germlines. The difference is a germline mutation means that you'll get von Hippel-Lindau disease. A sporadic mutation means that you'll get only in the kidney. Now, there may be some pheochromocytomas that are also VHL positive, but I don't follow that field and don't really know that well.